Welcome back. African Rainbow Capital was one of those rarest of beasts on the JSE today, a company with a gain in its share price, 12.8% intraday surge to be exact. The empowerment investment firm has managed to grow its intrinsic net asset value per share by 3.4%, although at R9.52 it is leagues away from its actual share price of about R2.20. And joining me now on the line is Johan van Zyl, co-CEO at ARC. Johan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Juliet.
Johan, firstly, your share price, if let's start off with that, has been languishing miles away from intrinsic net asset value for a very long time now. But just today's rally alone, does that give you some sort of flicker of comfort that we might starting to see some interest come back into shares that have been really unfairly punished, such as your own?
Well, I think, you know, we're an investment holding company. Most of those businesses trade at least at a 35% discount,
yeah.
Close to 40 for many. We go at quite a bit higher than that. I think it's a lot to do with the underlying portfolio. Not many cash cows in there paying dividends and that sort of a thing, but really stuff that we've invested in to try and see who will be the winners 10 years from now rather than immediately. And, you know, so it's a longer-term play, and it doesn't sit well when the world is about to go bust.
Yeah. I mean, just talking about the lack of cash cows, but is that actually a longer-term problem for ARC? Because presumably there are so many investment opportunities now. Prices of assets have been absolutely smashed. So if you've got money, now surely is the time that you would go out and buy. You can get fantastic assets on the cheap. But if you don't have any cash generating or enough cash generating assets in the business, can you actually do that? And is that going to stymie you somehow?
I think we're well funded, so really we're a long-term play. So for people to simply see over the very short term for us to change the business around, it's not going to be easy. But we have quite a few businesses like our Elandsfontein Phosphate coming online. That is going to deliver quite a bit of cash. Alexander Forbes is in there. It's an asset manager. Doesn't need a lot of capital, and it will return quite a substantial and good dividend flow. Of course, its assets went down quite a bit.
Yeah.
But so overall, if you look at two or three bigger investments, it takes care of about 40-50% of our portfolio. And as we move forward, you see there's quite a bit of diversification actually in it. At the moment, we may not be there. So we're not too worried about not having cash immediately available. Of course, cash would have been better in a time like where we are today, where things are really very cheap.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you know, you've got, and just talking about the actual cash balance that you have in the business, that has moved down from 725 million rand this time last year to 437 million rand. Does that, you know, once again, does that mean that you don't have maybe the firepower to go after opportunities that could present themselves now?
Not really. So we have around 400 million in the business at this moment in time that has not been allocated. We also have a facility that we've put in place this year that we spoke of at our results presentation of well over a billion rands. And then we have in ARC itself, outside of the fund that we are speaking of and outside ARC investments, we have quite a bit of cash. So overall, I think we're in a very strong position. And it's no use to carry a lot of surplus cash within the fund itself and not really use it. So as it's necessary, you know, we can transfer, we can borrow, and we can really. So we're not too tight.
Johan, just talking about the growth in intrinsic value, it was up 1.9%, although per share, the NAV per share was up 3.4%, as I said, in the intro. And you talked about growth remaining below the medium to long-term expectation of 16% per annum. Given where we are in the South African economy now, what we're seeing happen to the global economy, the scourge of COVID-19 and the incredible impact this is happening on our own economy and those overseas, is that 16% target completely unrealistic now?
No, we definitely don't think so. A lot of our investments are really about the future and what people will do. If you look at about rain, everybody requires more data to be connected internationally. A 5G network that gets you speed, you know, where we will see TV and these things being increasingly streamed into the future. This is what we're playing for. You know, if you really look at Africa, in the next 10 years, we'll have urbanization to the extent of close to 80% will be living in 17 metropoles. So we're focusing on really businesses that will derive that. And you can see movements fairly quickly. If you look at Time Bank, we've started a year ago or just a year and a month ago. We already over 1.5 million customers, you know, with about 50% of them using our account and the bank account that we've provided on a regular basis. So overall, there's a lot of things happening. You may be in a tough economy, but these things are really a bit disruptive. You know, they try to bring services to the people, make things easy, and, you know, of course, cheap is cost efficient is the key of all of these.
Okay, so you don't feel it's an unattainable growth target that you've set yourselves?
No, not really.
Okay. Just two other things that aren't actually necessarily pertinent to ARC itself, but generally on the sector. Firstly, the stress that we might see in BEE deals. Do you think there's going to be quite a lot of that with share prices having been decimated, a lot of debt having been taken on for other BEE deals in the system? And is that in a way to ARC's advantage longer term, that you don't have the same debt stress, that you've got cash on your books?
Yes, I think we've always had an advantage, you know, partnering and being majority owned by Patrice Motsepe, that we've always had a big balance sheet, which helps. And we increasingly see, like in the communications sector, in several other areas, that, you know, in spite of lowering B requirements, you see particularly where you need licenses, you need access to spectrum and things like that, an increased insistence on bringing in people that has not been part of the economy in the past. And there we were all set. I think that part of the business really gives us good entry level, and it creates a pipeline that we can really select from. So we're not, you know, so, and once you're in, you don't look for the dividend up front. You have time to sit out and wait,
exactly,
and that sort of a thing. And it's worth a lot.
That was the co-CEO of African Rainbow Capital, Johan van Zyl.